Peter.
Yourselves up here as far as the Tuggeranong Vikings experience. It's one of those big things with women's rugby that's just absolutely exploded, hasn't it?
Yeah, it definitely has. It's really good to see. We were here last year, and to see a few more teams here this year is really good. It's a lot. It's a fun day. We travelled, I think it took us 9 hours yesterday, but we got here and we're having some fun.
Don't worry about surviving the 9 hours on the way up, just surviving the Belmont Hotel party tonight. That'll be quite a challenge for you, but should be a bit of fun. But you're part of the experience that has been Super W this year for the Belport mob, and how have you enjoyed that, being part of the Brumby squad?
I really enjoyed the experience. It was really the first time I got to travel with rugby, which was, it was really cool to be able to fly to places and travel with the girls. So I really enjoyed that sort of stuff. And then, yeah, the experience that I gained from it was really good.
But you weren't paid at all, or you got looked after as far as your costs, or what was the story of that?
Yeah, we definitely got looked after in terms of costs. We didn't have to pay anything, which was awesome. That's all we're after. If anything comes from that, anything further, that's even better. We don't really, we played for fun because we love the game. And yeah, to have everything paid for last year was awesome.
And what about some of the players who were fantastic for you this year?
Yeah, we had a few girls actually picked in the Wallery squad this year, which was awesome. Georgia O'Neill was one of our standouts. She got to go to not World Cup, she played in the New Zealand Test, and she absolutely killed it out there this year.
Louise Barrows, she just is fantastic, and the great thing about Louise is she still looks 24 and she's really got stuck into the training, so she's going to have another big season in Super W, which is what you want to see. You want to see women have a prolonged period in the 15-a-side game. And you're a developmental with the Brumbies as well. Have you seen that a lot of girls want to take up sevens, but 15s is something a bit standoffish?
Yeah, I think definitely with the younger girls coming through, sevens is the game that they're all interested in, seeing the, obviously off the back of the Olympics a few years ago, that's what's booming at the moment. Our 15s comp in Canberra is, I don't know, it's a little bit struggling at the moment, but there's positives coming out of it. Three more teams want to join our comp this year, so next year, so it's just going to grow, both forms.
Well, as you said, we talked a little bit about the Belcourt Wallaroos and their two test matches and the incredible improvement, and some of these women that are going to stand out like sore thumbs, including Grace Hamilton, her acceleration and improvement. The pride of Blaney, of course, has been nothing short of outstanding. Of course, hopefully Cookie can find a way back in there as well. But it's just a matter of now looking after the women as far as Super W and doing more. In your development sort of stream, what do you get up to? You just meander around Canberra, or you do a little bit of Southern England, or you do a little bit of Young and Cooter and all those areas?
Yeah, our area expands into Southern Inland and down the south coast as far down as Jindabyne, and then up to Batemans Bay and then inland to Southern Inland. So yeah, we run gala days out there. We've got a big one coming up next weekend. Yeah. It's a girls tournament, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, just watch out for that Zachary Elliott. you'll do all the work for him. But what are your goals in the future, not only within the realm of the Brumbies experience, but also, of course, in your rugby? You just want to put away 5 or 6 more years playing for Super W and then hopefully get to a World Cup. And the great news is hopefully we'll see the World Cup here in the Hunter, maybe Maitland, and of course the final there at Hunter Stadium in 2021.
Yeah, I'm really excited for the next few years. Training with the Wallaroos this year has been awesome, so I hope to get a cap in the next couple of years, and that's my main goal.
I want to thank you for your time, Jesh. We wish you all the best. It's fantastic you've come up to Scone here and been part of the Belmore Hotel Scone's women's experience. I like the jumpers as well, they look fantastic. They're not as bad being a Queen Bee and Whites fan, but we've got to carry our burns having an interview, but great to see you. We wish you all the best moving forward.
Thank you.